Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, some of the best ideas for my channel come from my faithful viewers out there. And today I am starting a 2-video series on a topic that I'm sure is going to get you thinking and talking. We are going to address the question of what ideas, Russell, would you borrow from Poland and give to America that would make America a better place? It is a fantastic question. And in my second video, I'm going to do the reverse. What ideas would I borrow from America to make Poland better? I've come up with a list of my favorite 7 today. They're my personal ideas. They'll include everyday social customs and behaviors, the general culture, as well as innovative ideas that I think would go over well in most of America. I cannot wait to share it with you, and it's coming up right after this. Okay, so let's imagine that I have the miraculous ability to change a few things overnight about America that I appreciate about Poles and Poland. Let's begin with the first one. I'd have to start with the hunger for knowledge that I see with most Poles that I've met over my years here. I am so blessed to be able to teach over 400 students each week, and it never ceases to amaze me at how knowledgeable they are and how hungry they are to pick up more information. I have to admit that I often find myself caught off guard when Poles can speak in volumes about the amendments to the US Constitution, for example. Generally, any American will tell you that our education system is very much inward-facing. America is a big, important country. We all know this, it's obvious. But I would love to wake up the hunger and desire within my fellow Americans to know more about what happens beyond our borders. In other words, I want the world to see Americans as educated and wise to what's happening around the globe. And I'm talking about yours truly myself. There is much to learn, a long way to go. The second thing worth mentioning is the Polish unity in times of trouble. Historically, Poles, despite being divided on political issues, have always come together in times of war or unwanted foreign influence within the country. Poles form a very powerful united body that no one in history has really ever been able to destroy. Presently in Poland, there are marches on the streets right now by both men and women protesting a very controversial decision on a recent abortion ruling. It is so heartbreaking to watch this. But despite a large number of people seething in anger towards their government, I am sure, there's no doubt in my mind, that if a foreign military invaded Poland tomorrow, they would put everything, their anger aside, get busy fighting for the country. I find myself often wondering how America would be in similar circumstances. I remember clearly the week after September the 11th, 2001. The divide between Democrats and Republicans, it seemed to kind of disappear for a while. It was wonderful. There was a sense of oneness and perfect harmony in our country. But I'll be honest, with such a diverse American population like we have today, I'm not certain that we would unite the way Poles have over the years. Number 3, I just have to mention Polish brutal honesty for a second. And I'm going to risk offending some of my American countrymen today, but I certainly don't mean to do that. The fact is, though, Americans are far too sensitive. We have got to toughen up. We have forgotten how to accept constructive criticism. We always see it as an affront to our egos. We become emotionally wounded and we unnecessarily break off contacts when we hear something we don't like. And you know, I think it's America that coined the term snowflake to describe a person that's too easily offended by another's words. I'll tell you this, if you're an American and you decide to spend any extended amount of time in Poland, step 1, you had better develop a thick skin. Polish people have told me what they think about me and my behavior for years without hesitation. And the fact is, they usually mean no harm by it. Here's a great example that happened to me recently. I like my hair short. I put gel in it from time to time and I spike it up because I'm a little bit lazy in the morning and it's easy. One of my female students who's 18 looked at me and she started laughing at my hairstyle. I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "Your hair looks like a ściernisko." "What's a ściernisko?" "It's a stubble field, you know, like a field that's been recently cut after the harvest." I said, "Thanks a lot, I appreciate that." If I didn't know any better, years ago, I think I just would have gone home and been offended. But now, just let it go. Poles don't change. For number 4, Americans need to adopt the walking culture we have in Poland, and in most European countries for that matter. The cities are set up in a way that driving just doesn't make sense when everything is so easily accessible on foot. I hated having to walk everywhere at first, but when I noticed that my leg muscles and even my butt muscles were getting toned, my general feeling of health was improving, I became addicted to it. Now, I know that millions of Americans live in cities like New York and Chicago, and they do loads of walking daily. And I know that countless Americans go to the gym, they hit the treadmills, and they jog in the morning, and that's wonderful. But virtually every city in Poland is one where walking is necessary. I would love to see American cities all get more pedestrian friendly. For number five, let's shift gears a bit and let's talk about food. America desperately needs more bakeries. I have driven far and wide across Poland, and there is one thing you can always count on finding in every small town or in villages: bakeries. Poles bake delicious, healthy bread with wheat, barley, and rye taken straight from the local farms. You can smell that fresh bread being baked from far away. I adore this, and I pray it never changes. I've got family on the border of Tennessee and Alabama, and we have to drive about 45 miles to the closest bakery. So we usually end up eating that famous chemical toast bread or bread baked at the local chain supermarkets, which just really doesn't do the trick, and it's not even close, in fact. More bakeries in America. Number six, you're gonna laugh at me on this one, but I have to be honest with you. I was really impressed by the idea of having oil change or car repair canals built into the garages of people who own homes. Take a look at the video clip of my garage right here. Those wooden boards you see there cover a kind of pit that is 1.5 meters deep that allows you to get down under your car in a safe manner. It's 4 meters long and just about 1 meter wide. Poles will tell you that this is sort of old-fashioned and more common out in the countryside, and they'll also point out that, you know, yeah, this was handy when cars were easier to fix years ago. But I love the idea regardless because it's so safe. I do not trust myself getting under a car that I have jacked up myself. That's just not an option for me. So I love those garage canals, if that's the right word for it. For the last one, number seven, I don't think anyone will argue with me that Poles do not eat out nearly as often as Americans do. Poles cook at home tons, as do we, and there are likely many obvious reasons why. But I have to emphasize how much healthier and more cost-efficient a solution this is. And when I say I cook at home, I'm not talking about heating up frozen dinners or some frozen pizzas. People in Poland plan out nutritious meals for the whole week in advance and leave no food to waste. I teach in multinational companies every week, and I seldom see people having food catered in at all at their own expense. And it's even a rarer sight to see groups of people leaving the company together to travel to a nearby restaurant for lunch. Everyone has their own kind of lunchbox, normally with leftover meals from the night before. They just heat it up in the company microwaves and voila. It does make me wonder how better off we'd be in America with healthier food and more money in our pockets. And I cannot forget Sunday dinners. Most Poles I know, they show up for Sunday dinner. They make it special. They go to church, they get dressed up nicely, and the whole family together, parents, grandparents, children, all together for a hearty Sunday dinner prepared by babcia. All right, thank you so much for watching this video. Like I said, the next one going in reverse, we're gonna take some American things to Poland, is coming up in the next few days. I promise it won't be too long, so be on the lookout for that. I certainly hope you enjoyed this. If you have anything you would like to say, maybe you don't agree with me, I'm prepared for that, put it in the comments section and we'll all read it together. Thank you so much for watching. If you have not subscribed to my channel, go ahead and click the button on all these signs and things I have on the wall here to kind of give it an American feel here in my school so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in the next video, which is coming very soon. Bye.